Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm Richard, your host. I want to start the show by thanking our local Federal Agriculture Conservation Office. They have given the library colorful bookmarks and fun pages to help ring in the spring season. The theme this year is Local Heroes, Your Hardworking Pollinators. You can find the bookmarks and fun pages at the library's front desk. No matter your age, we'll let you take one to have some fun. Also, be sure to visit their offices on Santa Fe Trail Boulevard if you have any agriculture or conservation questions and to see what programs are available. And if you happen to see any of the staff, be sure to thank them along with us for providing the bookmarks and fun pages. As everyone knows, the library was closed for most of February. We were closed because the library was in need of new carpet because the old carpet was buckling. The county commissioners, after seeing this need, funded the recarpeting of the library to provide a safe walking area for our community. The library staff was excited, and they didn't just want to do a recarpeting of the library. They wanted to rearrange the shelves and furniture to give the library a fresh look. To accomplish this, the library converted several of our computers to our existing wireless network. So when you come into the library now, it has a completely new look. The staff also received a new look in their office area. The ladies took the time to put a pop of color in their office walls in preparation of the new matching furniture. The library was able to do this with the support of our patrons by saving up a portion of the funds the library receives from our collection of copies, print jobs, and faxes being made, and overdue fees. The library was able to provide a professional office space for the staff. We had to wait a little while, but the office furniture came in at the very end of March. Even though we have been open for a while, we have all the components together now to have an official open house. The open house will be this Thursday, April 16th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening. The library board and staff invite everyone to come by the library and see our new look. Staff members will be present to give tours to show everyone where things have been moved and provide information about community services the library provides, right here in the library or through digital resources. This fresh new look happened with the hard work and assistance of several individuals. We had community volunteers that gave of their own time and helped move off material or helped put the materials back on the shelves, and they were Alan and Thomas Peters, Christine Gilbert, Michelle Brookman, and the Southwest Kansas Library System, Emily Sykes, Janelle Jarbo, Tandy Rickert, and Steve Andrews. We definitely have to give a shout-out and a thank you to Gary Gilbert and the Kearney County Road Department, Robert Manley, Bart Garcia, Brant Johnson, Richard Hansen Jr., Jesse Neverett, Mike Hamlin, Dan Cashman, Gary Kessler, Tom Anderson, Trent Warden, and Corey Holmes. They all helped us move around all the huge shelving in the library. These gentlemen provide a great and appreciated service for the library. You guys rock. Area local businesses and individuals also assisted the library by loaning out or giving the library crates and cardboard boxes to help move books, computers, and office supplies. And they also loaned out us dollies to help move everything around as well. We would like to thank KJK of Deerfield, You Pump It, Flashbacks, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, Kangaroo Presto, Subway, Lakin United Methodist Church, John Radoff and the Kearney County Courthouse, and Don and Carolyn Robertson. Next, I want to thank the staff for helping without waiver in either the recarpeting and or the open house. And they are Kristen Gilbert, Carolyn Robertson, Logan Brookman, Kenya Chavez, Tara White, and the three hardest working ladies I know, Tammy Dickey, Cecilia Enriquez, and Mindy Harrison. We made it through, and they'll know what that means. For this project, J&M Paint and Decorating Center installed the carpet and tile, and the furniture was purchased and installed by Office Solutions, Inc. Now I want to thank the library board for all the work they do for the library and their guidance during this project. And they are Nicole Martin, Ashley Randolph, Lorraine Heinitz, Alan Peters, and Kenton Connor. Without the assistance of the Kearney County Commissioners, by seeing the library's need, this project would not be done. So thank you to Tom Wright, Shannon McCormick, and Jared Webb. If you see any of the several people I mentioned above, if you would take the time and thank them for everything they have done, I would greatly appreciate it, and they would appreciate it as well. I'm not done yet. The last group of people I want to thank is the community of Kearney County. Your patience during the recarpeting project was monumental. I know several individuals' schedules were interrupted, but we hope you enjoy the outcome and what the library can offer you. So be sure to stop by the library this Thursday evening, April 16th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for our open house. Kathy Clark's wonderful cookies will be available as a snack and beverages will be on hand. We would love to see you. For Between the Lines and Kearney County Library, I'm Richard Brookman. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.